All right, we are on the sweet spot. We are halfway through our talk show hour at Attitude Adjustment. I am your host, Amy Labota. I've got Magneto Mel here with me, and we have another guest, another favorite of mine. I'd like to introduce you guys to Paul Dye. He's the editor-in-chief of Kipling's Magazine, which is pretty easy work for this guy after a career at NASA as a flight director.
It's a lot of fun. It's really great to be here. Thanks.
Terrific. So, Paul, you've been here now 1, 2, 3 days. You've been walking around. I know you're spying new, exciting, interesting, and better than last year, or finally ready to talk about machines. You want to tell us what you've seen?
You betcha. I'm really excited. It's there's a different flavor here this year. I'm seeing more experimentals. I'm seeing a lot of stuff that have come to fruition that we've been hoping for. For instance, there's been a couple of folks that have been working on a turboprop RV-10. For a number of years,
and be still my beating heart.
You know, it's something that people, there's some folks who like that, and this year it's there, and I noticed that it looked a lot more complete, and I said, has it flown yet? And he said, yep, we've got their 40 hours flown off, and it's now flying. They flew it up here. So we're seeing new projects like that. There's a little mini Takano. This is one of the prettiest little military trainers around. This one is powered by a Rotax. It's all metal. They flew it here from Brazil. It's going to be here for the week, and then they're going to fly it back to Brazil.
Can you imagine what it must be like to fly an airplane that size
all the way from southern Brazil? That's got to be quite an adventure in itself. And we'd like to get an opportunity to fly that. Unfortunately, this right now it's on a Brazilian license, and they can't do demo flights here. But we're going to see if we can't figure a way to bring that to our readers.
Excellent. So let's talk about the energy that you're sensing on site. A lot more projects.
I'm seeing more projects, more things completed, and I'm seeing more smiles. To be honest, I really believe that the EAA is doing a great job of putting the E back into EAA. There have been a lot of changes to the site, I think, that make it more exciting. Yesterday I posted a picture of where they used to have a building, an old pavilion that they would do advanced technology things, and they tore that down, or it fell down on its own, I'm not quite sure. And they've planted that in grass, and they had HATS biplanes lined up on that. Right next to the home builder tower, the big sign tower. And, you know, I said, they're really saluting home building. Really, really neat stuff. And right there are teen-built airplane projects. We all know about these teen projects where we're getting kids building airplanes in school. And, golly, they've got like 6 of them now.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's amazing.
A lot of RV-12s. I know that Vans Aircraft has been very active in the world of youth building aviation.
They have. And then there's some other projects from other companies as well. So, I mean, I'm out there. I salute anybody who can get teens building airplanes.
And have you walked by the one-week wonder?
I've been by the one-week wonder, and my goal this afternoon is to get over there and pull a rivet.
Well, you better hurry.
In fact, they're almost all done?
You wouldn't believe they got 2/3 of the fuselage done yesterday on the very first day after unboxing, and a wing.
I better get over there quick if I want to pull a rivet.
Yeah, you need to move, because otherwise you're going to just be pulling wires. And you and I both know there's no romance in pulling wires.
But, you know.
Now, I noticed that you've got a pretty active Facebook page going as well. Mm-hmm, and have you noticed the same influx of activity throughout the year when it comes to home building and the kit planes
I really think that we're seeing a real bump this week, obviously. But we're seeing a lot of excitement overall. Everywhere I go, people are excited about the magazine. I think our numbers are up. And it's always great to see folks looking for new projects. I'm seeing a lot of folks who have built before looking for brand new projects, which is really neat. They want to be repeat offenders.
So they want to join the serial builders.
The serial builders club. Yes, that's right. That's right. It's not that small of a club anymore.
That's wonderful, because for years you worried about the forever kit.
Right.
The one the guy
right.
built, and it's 20 years later, and it's still halfway done.
Right. You know, it used to be that something like 30% or less of home builds were completed by the person who started them. And it was probably less than that, and maybe only 30% ever got finished. With the modern kits that we have available today, completion is almost assumed.
What kind of changes were implemented that is that
you know,
facilitated
better,
that?
Better plans, a lot more pre-punching so that things go together. You don't just start with raw
materials.
Sheet aluminum. You get parts which actually go together. And they really it's just much easier. There's a lot more support.
A little more plug and play.
A little more plug and play, which is really neat for folks who don't want to spend 20 years on their airplane.
Yeah, for example, I have full disclosure, I have a plant in the 1 week wonder. I have somebody in there who's actually doing it. So I get my reports every day from inside
right.
the workshop. But there's one place in the tail cone where four pieces of aluminum come together. They overlap. And he said everything lined up perfectly.
Yep. It's just amazing. I personally have built airplanes where the drawings are pretty vague and you just have to kind of figure it out as you go. And nowadays, if it doesn't fit with a modern kit, you have done something wrong. Take the pieces apart and figure out how they go together because everything should fit.
So I guess you're seeing a lot of changes in the manufacturing process of the kits.
A lot of them in the manufacturing process. Now, I don't want to give people the wrong impression. If you want to go build a Starduster from plans, you can still do that. And you can buy the plans and buy the parts and do them. You're just going to put a little more time into it. What we're seeing is a lot of folks who built a very, very complete kit, a pre-punch kit, going back and looking for something that's more of a challenge.
So it's a nice, it's a way to stage your experience
it
a
is.
Little bit. And
it
then
is.
You've got something to fly while you're doing your 20-year
Bingo.
Project.
Exactly. That's right. And so if people are flying more and as well as building, there are a lot of folks with a project in the back of their hangar and the airplane that they're flying in the front of the hangar.
And then you've got a spare plane.
Then you got a spare plane.
Who doesn't
that's
need
right.
that?
There's no such thing as a spare plane. I need to make you understand that, Mel. You might have more than one airplane, but there's no such thing as a spare plane.
Should there be?
They meet different missions. That's
See,
what we like to
I,
say.
I hate to. I, you, Amy knows this. I have three in my hangar now, and we're shopping for our fourth project and probably the fifth project.
Yeah. See, I was going to accuse him next of being a serial builder.
As one that doesn't have her own plane in that respect, I guess that's why I don't, because I can't find anybody with a spare to lend me.
Right.
A spare, yeah. Well, we don't lend our spares. You're right about that, because they're not spares.
No,
they've
got
a purpose. I'm going to go one more time with you, Mel.
That's right. That's right.
Everyone, to every airplane, its purpose. So what are you looking for?
We're looking for a bush plane. We just moved out into the mountains of the West, and we've got our go-fast machines and our traveling machines, and we're looking for something that we can plop down in any little dirt road out in the mountains and see what's out there. We're also thinking about a motor glider.
Oh, yeah.
Because we live just over the hill from Minden, the soaring capital of the West, and... You know, it would be kind of fun to have a little bit of something you can bang around in the wave.
Well, you know, bang around in the wave. That's not exactly what,
That's not typical aviation
term. When you hear the word wave, you think, wave. But in fact, he's right. I was out in Minden last summer, and it's scary rough for the first 10 minutes on tow. I've never ridden anything so rough in my life. My eyeballs were popping
that
out.
That is
my
an aviation
tow.
Experience I have yet to have.
You really need to do that.
The glider.
Soaring is really
yeah.
fun.
Yep,
yeah. Yep, yep.
It was much better once we were off tow and starting to rise and figuring it out. And then it got really lovely.
And then it gets better. Yeah, it's
and
beautiful
then it
area.
Gets cold.
Well, then it gets cold when you're up high. That's
but
true.
I understand it's very good for honing your skills with, you know, even in the motor airplanes with thermals and all your mountain flying and that kind of stuff.
Once you've flown without power and you realize that you really can make it back to the field and make a good landing, it's power pilots just think of an engine out landing as an emergency.
Right.
Glider pilots do it every day.
An opportunity.
Yeah. It's just, oh, darn, I'm going to have to get a tow
That's
to, get
right.
back
to get back
to the
out
airport.
Of here. That's right. That's right.
That's all they really worry about. So, Paul, where can people find kit planes on the field here during the show?
We have a booth in the A building where we have some folks selling subscriptions. And then you'll find us walking around. Look for Kit Plains shirts. We have a few people, and we don't have a real other presence. We like to be out among them.
All right, terrific. And online they can find you.
KitPlains.com.
And excellent. You've got your Facebook page as well.
We have a Facebook page as well. You bet.
Excellent. You Twittering?
We are Twittering. We've got some. I'm personally, I haven't figured out how to tweet yet, but.
That's all right.
But you're obviously up on the terminology.
I do know the terminology, and so we do have someone out there Twittering, and they can take a look and see if they can see where we're what we're doing and what we're finding.
Terrific. Well, we've been speaking with Paul Dye, editor-in-chief of Kit Plains Magazine, here at EAA Radio, 96.5 FM, 1210 AM. We'll be right back with Attitude.